שירוחו מן השמיים. ובימי התניות האלו, זועקים בצפילוס מתחן ומורים בצוץ ואוס. רמבס. Came along and said, don't just blow chatzotzros. Don't just do za'aka with chatzotzros. Do za'aka also with tanis and tfilos. I think Rabbi was stressing the tfilos, because that's a real form of za'aka. You're right. The tanis turns the day into a day that's called. But for the Rambam, the za'aka is important. Za'aka and tfilos, because that's the link to chatzotzros. What's the Rambam doing? Rambam is saying that Rabbanu can't just make up on that thing, Tanios. There must be some Daraisa basis. The Daraisa basis is blowing the Chatzotros. The Rabbanu expanded the concept into a day of Tanis. Everyone understands what he says? This is this beautiful categorical work of the Rambam. The first thing I want to do is try and understand this better. The Rambam is linking Tanis with Chatzotros. In order to link between any two things, the two have to fit together. The fitting together depends on how you understand each one. So the idea that Tanis could be rooted in Chatzotzros would be justified by understanding what does Chatzotzros mean and what does Tanis mean. They match up. If they do, but I don't know what I want to understand, you know, what it means. So let's begin first with Chatzotzros. The Rambam has two important assumptions about Chatzotzros. One is a technical one, the other is a conceptual one. Technical one is that you actually do blow chatzotzros at a time of tzara. Rambam admits I say you're thorough, you blow chatzotzros at a time of tzara. Okay, this is a Torah, where is this saying? This would assume that people know Torah. That seems to be the Yisr on knowing Torah. I mean the Torah should be said. Assuming you don't hold that Yisr, you make it sometimes. Where does the Torah speak about? Sorry? You know, Mitch is silent. And so now we're in Yeshiva together. Yeah, so if I met you, I met your brother of your family. Okay, very nice. You live in Israel. Sorry, you live in Israel. Yeah, it's best time. You thought he was the best person. In any case, Mitchell, Ellie said correctly, but I didn't prepare you. Take a look on page 3. You have to have source sheets there, you're cheating. Take a look at page 3. I've been prepared to do it. Torah mentions the mitzvah of chatzotzros. Did you want travel? Look at those two. You'll see nowhere does it talk about blowing chatzotzros when you have trouble, when you have tzaros. What does Rambam get it? Let's take a closer look. The truth is that the Tzuvim that talk about blowing chatzotzros in different types of circumstances. Now again, what methodological question would you need to ask about that kind of reality where you blow chatzotzros under different circumstances? You're already assuming something. Is there a connection? How similar are the different types of chatzotzros? Conceivably, someone can say they're totally dissimilar. The only similarity they have is that you use the chatzotzros. Or the fact that you use the chatzotzros, all these things show that there's a similarity. So let's take a look. The first time you go to chatzotzros plus a biz is the mikra ha'eda to the masa ha'machanos. The PA system. Bring people together to tell people it's the time to travel. If it was just that, that it would be a mitzvah l'doros, because it would just be in that generation. Take a look at Pasuk Tes, after it talks about how you call the people together to tell them it's time to travel, it says, V'ne'ar ha'kohanim, yit'u b'chatzotzros, v'yulachem l'chukas olam l'doroseichem. What do you see from that? That's where l'doroseichem. And the mitzvah blowing chatzotzros is going to be used in situations that are in the future as well. And that's the lead into the next two psukim. Next two psukim, psukim Tes and Yud. Here we talk about two times when you blow the chatzotzros l'doros. First, because of this, is the time of Mulsam. Time of Mulsam. Second, is when you bring what? Karbanos? No, Karbanos? Musa. It's added to the Talmud. Aschem, Mohadechem, Mashiach, Hachechem, etc. You blow the Chatzotzros. Now here, the question becomes even more focused. We could ask, are all the blowing of the Chatzotzros similar? Or particularly the two that are the Doros? Not PA system. Melchama and Karbanos. Now, at face value, you would think there's no similarity whatsoever. And that's exactly the problem with the Sheet of the Rambam.
Sefer HaMitzvot, Mitzvah Nun Tef, next source, talks about the mitzvah to blow the chatzotos in the mikdash with korbanos. And then at the end he says, V'chein anachnu mitzvim l'kov v'chatzotos v'itos hatzoros v'hatzoros v'shadizuk v'nei Hashem v'kor. The Magen Mishnah says, how can you put these two together? They make no sense whatsoever. How can you count them as one mitzvah? The Rambam is assuming some level of a relationship. And I think the kasha is even stronger, according to the sheet of the Ramban, that appears in the Tzatzarkas on the bottom of page 3. The Ramban is coming to explain the famous sheet of the Bahab, the Halal of the mitzvah say the Oraisa. The Ramban suggests that it's part of the goal of Simcha on Yom Tov, that he says also expresses itself from blowing the Chatzotzos. So blowing the Chatzotzos on the Ramban is part of Simcha's Yom Tov. How could that be the same mitzvah with blowing chatzotzos at a time of war? The last emotion you have at war is one of simcha. All this hasn't been said. If you look at the tzukim objectively, I think there is basis for linking between the two blowing of chatzotzos. Take a look at the tzukim objectively and tell me what that basis would be. It's with Nei Hashem and it's more than that. Right? But more. You can do better. In fact, we throw another word in another place into the mix. There's another blowing that's zikaro. Now we start wondering, is shofar connected? That you would say it's not at all connected. You blow a different kli. But isn't it interesting that the Torah not once mentions what kli blow on Rosh Hashanah? Which leaves open the possibility of thinking that it might be similar to the chatzotzos. And the zikaro is connected. And I'll tip you off already, the Rambam held it were connected. Right now we're with Akasha, right? I don't see any Ace Tzara here. We have calling people together, telling them to travel, carving the Muslim, we'll call them. Where did the Rambam get this Mitzvah? We saw on the bottom of page 2. What is it? Hashem, we're calling Ace Tzara Gadol. What's the answer?
Mishnah talks about how the Mikdash needs to blow the shofar and the chatzotzos together.
But the chatzos would stop earlier and the shofar would continue. Why? Shem mitzvah hayom b'shofar. The next mission said, well, tanios, they would also blow the shofar and the chatzos together. But now, the shofar would end earlier and the chatzos would continue. Why? Hayom b'chatzos, meaning on any time. So this is a parish mishnah. I mean, that started with the sefirot because it shows you where it comes from. And the truth is, we saw the mishnah earlier. We're back on page 2. The mishnah in tanios, parak gimel, mishnah A. Where it said, "Al elu masriin b'chol makom." These issues you blow truos in all places. Shidasal and Yirakal. We've heard these things before, right? The acts reported in a number of Mishnah. And the truth is, this was the source of the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos and in the Yad HaChazaka. He quotes it in both places. Shem mitzvahs hayom b'chatzotzos. This lashon of the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah. I believe there's also another Mishnah where we find the Machlokes that we saw like the Machlokes in Sifri, and that's the Mishnah in Tanis Perek Beis, Mishnah Gimel, the third source on page 4. The Mishnah there is talking about particularly the Koronos and Shofars. You're supposed to say in a Tanis Tzibur when you add all the Brachos to Shemot Esrei. The Yehuda there disagrees on the third line, on the third source of page 4. He says, Lova Yitzarek Lomer Zechronos V'Shofars. You don't say the Tzibur of Koronos V'Shofars on a Tanis. The world wants to know, so when do you go into a Yehuda? Mars plans in that design, my time and repeat with them. Yishain over to Chronos, the Shokros, and the Rosh Hashanah. Video close, but we shall no follow. Being Rabbi Yehuda seems to hold that it's limited to the Chama as opposed to all the other Tanyos. Rashi explains, why is it limited to the Chama? Rashi has an interesting comment here. He says, Velo Yadina Mina is Farish, Domer Brochas, and Tukim Malkas, one of the Shokros, and Chama. I don't know how anybody said anything about that. Now what Rashi adds, and Rashi doesn't know where Rabbi Yehuda gets it from, I don't know where Rashi gets it from. What does Rashi add that doesn't appear anywhere in the Mishnah and Gemara here? Bolded. Suke. Malchios. Mishnah spoke about Suke. Chronos and Shofros. So Rashi wants to know where they got it from. I want to know where you got it from. In any case, it shouldn't surprise us that the Rambam Hilchos Tanios, Paskins like the Tanakhama and Rebbe Yehuda as far as saying Suke and Chronos and Shofros on the times. Paskins like Tanakhama. That's his whole point. On all tanios for all taros, of course, you say the tukim of zechronos and shofros. So this is the first assumption of the Rambam, that you actually blow the chatzotzros on tanios of all taros. One question that remains here before we go on to the second major assumption of the Rambam, which is even more significant, and it's a question that bothered me for many years. I said that, but really it bothered me for many years. Until actually, I gave something that I want to share. The Rambam holds, based on Rabbi Akiva, that the Melchama is just an example. You blow the shofar, the chatzos, the time of any tzar. So what obvious question, not kasha, the question should you ask about the Torah presentation? Why choose Melchama? Or, to formulate in a constructive way, but to ask it as a kasha leading to the Torah, are there implications of the fact that the Torah mentions particularly Melchama? Is there something unique to Melchama? Well, the Rambam, you could say no. I believe that even Rabbi Akiva holds that Melchama is unique. I'd like to take a few minutes tangent to explain that to you. And the raya I have for this is what you blow, which kli you blow under different circumstances. We already saw the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah, which said that in the Beis HaMikdash they would always blow what and what together? The Shofar and the Melchama. What about outside the Beis HaMikdash? On page 4 of Shadat Kozayin, says that there were people who tried to institute this mixed blowing outside of the Beit HaMikdash, and the Aharon explains absolutely not, it's only that way in the Mikdash, but the Gvulin, Makum Sheish Chatzotzos Ein Shofar, Makum Sheish Shofar Ein Chatzotzos, one or the other. Now what's not made at all clear in the Bavli is which one you blow at. All the Bavli makes clear is you don't blow the two. Yerushalmi, there in the Shadat is one same Mishnah says, Kani, Chatzotzos Ben Mikdash, and chatzotzos b'mikdash. Your shami sheet is clear. Only thing you blow, not you blow them together outside the mikdash, the only thing you blow outside the mikdash is shofar. One can say that according to the Yerushalmi, even at a time of war, you would blow shofar. Which is strange, because it's certainly seem to say that at a time of war you blow chatzotzos. And the truth is, we find the war when they blew the shofar. Which war was that? Rizal, on page 4. actually blew the shofar. And there's an unbelievable drasha in the Gemara in Tainus Daf Yud Aleph and Aleph, top of page 5, where it's Darshan, blessings, parsha, this week's parsha, Mechemes Midyan. It said by Mechemes Midyan that the Chatzotzeros Truah. The Gemara says, what does the Chatzotzeros Truah mean? It means Elu HaShofros. It means Elu HaShofros. The Gemara in Sotah Daf Yud Gimel, we up so. Reinforcing the impression in Tainus Daf Yud Gimel. We learn from the Shofros of you recall that you blow one of Tainus Shofros. The Gemara in Sotah says that Chatzotzeros Truah Mechemes Midyan were Shofros. So one can say, you only blow a shofar outside of the Mikdash. On the other hand, the Babli definitely didn't hold this way. How do we know the Babli didn't hold this way? Where? It says, Makom Sheyesh shofar in Chatzotzeros. Makom Sheyesh, that's what you meant. Chatzotzeros, it seems to describe that there's a place where you blow Chatzotzeros. So now the question is, what is the Babli was? The Rashi and the Rambam, continuing on page 5, both explain. When you blow the shofar on Rosh Hashanah and Yom, that I blow it. When do you blow the Chatzotzeros? On the Tainus. Makes a lot of sense. The sheet of the Rambam. Rambam explains to Yishu Mishnah. It's Tainus, and the Tainus, and the Chatzotzeros, and the Tainus. And with Neizeh, Hayom, Mitzvah, Yom Tainus, and Chatzotzeros. The Vishatan is Enu, Ela, Tzara, Tzatzibur. Vashava, Marala, Tzara, Tzara, Kavar, Reis, and Chatzotzeros. Perfect. The problem is the sheet of the Gaonim. The Gaonim, who are quoted by many in the Spanish Rishonim, held differently. And I think the reason it held differently was the Gemara in Tainus Daf Yud Aleph. Go back to the top of page 5. The Gemara in Tainus Daf Yud Aleph makes it sound like on a Tainus Yud Loa Shofar. If it asks, they have a mind that's reading, you don't have a shofar. And on a Tainus, you also blow a shofar. What's the problem? The writer has his explanation. The rabbi said they use the chatzotzeros when they said the brachos, they use the shofar when they, after the davening, just try to reconcile the source of chatzotzeros from the rabbi. But the Gaonim had a different sheet. Alamor, the Ramban, they all quote the sheet of the Gaonim. The Gaonim had a minhag to blow shofar on a tainus. Obvious question is, you blow shofar on Shoshana, you blow shofar on Yom, you blow shofar on tainus, so when do you blow? Chatzotzeros. That's the kasha of Alamor asks. Hafnis Parat, the Rabban, the Rit for the Ram. All say that according to the Gaonim, you blow the Chatzotzeros, I'm looking for. That's how the Ramban, bottom of page 5, the Rit from the top page 6, explained the Sheet of Rebbe Yehuda according to the Gaonim. Remember, Rebbe Yehuda said, you only say Psukkim of Zichronos and Shofros at a time of the Chumal, Chumal Tzimur. So here we see the Sheet, let me summarize. According to the Sheet of the Gaonim, even though you blow a horn, both at a time of war and on a tainus, you blow a different horn. On a tainus, you blow shofar. The only time you blow the chatzotzeros is at a time of war, which makes sense because that's the psukim we're talking about, b'chol. Meaning, even though we pass like Rabbi Akiva, then we also blow something on a tainus at a time of any tzara, b'chol retains its uniqueness in the horn that we use. It's the only time when we use chatzotzeros outside of it. Now the question becomes, why is Mechama uniquely different? How is Mechama uniquely different? Here are two explanations. First, the Pashup Shad of what the Chafetz Chaim give, and the second is a suggestion I'd like to put on the table. I think it's a very interesting suggestion. I think it explains the Sheet of the Ramban. The Ramban and the Ramban, the number of Spanish show, they say, what's unique about Mechama? It's a time when all the Jewish people gather together. Shas Kirufya, which is a term used in Spanish a number of times. The Mishnah in Tainus Daf Tzibah on page 6 uses that term, describes the Tainus as being a Kirufya. The Gemara in Parshas is a Pasuk in Yoel, and uses the word that on a Tainus we need Safra Kirufya. The Ran in Rosh Hashanah, doesn't appear on the discs, the Ran in Rosh Hashanah says, you know how I know that the yisod of blowing the chatzotzeros at a time of milchama is the fact that people are gathered? You know how I know that? And when we're full of blank? That's not what he said, so I can't say yes. Let's see if you like that what he said. One second. How do I know that there's a basis, that there's a paradigm for blowing chatzotzeros to gather people?
Akel, not just moving people. The Mikra Edo, Uva Akil at the Machane.
What's the Ramban, what's the Ran doing? Assuming that it's not coincidental, right? There's a similar goal. Ace Kimetri. Okay, that's the Ramban, that's the Ran. What?
I believe there's a different explanation for that.
And I'll explain to you later.
I believe that the Ramban saw the Lohan Chatzotos at the time of Melchama not as similar to Hakel, but the Ran, but as similar to?
You already saw it, so you can give the answer.
As similar to?
See, Melchama as similar to?
What other blowing of the Chatzotos does the Rambam count blowing in a time of Melchama together as one mitzvah with?
Mikdash.
Rabbanus. Mikdash, we already saw it. What's the similarity? I believe there's a similarity between Melchama and Mikdash because both of them, at least in ancient times, both of them were situations in which you stood with Hashem. Sorry?
Or for example for that, in both Yavakon, Yavakon was
something stronger. Something stronger. I took out the Aron Kodesh. You were with Hashem. You blow the Chatzot, it says in both Tzukim. You're in the Mikdash, you're with Hashem. There's no Chatzot when you're not with Hashem. What's the possibility of learning the Shana Brit? Chatzot says for Kol Shofar, Lefnei Avel Hashem. When you lifnei Avel Hashem, when you're doing the Karbanos Moshes, when you're going out to work. And I think that's how Rashi knew that at a time of war, he said not only Pesukim of Zechonos and Shofars, but also Pesukim of Malchus. And I think you can explain it even according to the Yerushalmi. Only Taniyos are considered Gvulim. Melchama isn't considered Gvulim. Why isn't it considered Gvulim? And they aren't Gvulim. This was all a 7-minute tangent. Just talk about the uniqueness of Melchama. Let's get back on track. Let's get back on track, and then I'll take your question. We'll just get back and summarize, because we remember where we are. We saw that the Rambam explained that Taniyos, the things that are happening in the present, are linked and building off of or upon an expansion of the mitzvah d'oraisa of Chatzotos. I explained that the first assumption the Rambam has is that Chatzotos were blown at a time of Tzara, and we explained that he got that from the pasuk of Melchama, like Rabbi Akiva and the Tanakama and the various other Tanoim. The assumption that Melchama is an example of Tzara in general. Now the second assumption of the Rambam that we're going to examine is, listen carefully, that the goal of blowing the Chatzotros is a kind of mission that makes sense to add Taniyos on top of. Again, if you don't have Chatzotros in the Taniyos, you can't add on anything. The question is, does it make sense to say that Taniyos are expanding the goal of Chatzotros? Well, what's the goal? Yes, what's it in? Rambam paskins the bread. You don't blow chatzotos. Then you blow chatzotos and on tanis and
Melchama.
Your question, according to the Goliath, we don't discuss Melchama. Anyway, what would they say? Melchama. You left it. That's tough on the hand. You understand my point? I would like to believe that they would say it's not a label on the show. I would like to believe that. Okay. One could suggest that the reason we blow Chatzotos at the time of war, at the time of Tzara, is kind of like Karbanos. The truth is we saw the Rambam bring them together. The Chizkuni. The Chizkuni. First source, number 3 on page 6, explains that we blow Chatzotos at a Milchama to remind Hashem of the Karbanos when we blow Chatzotos also. Remember the Karbanos that we brought? Okay, you see he's linking Milchama to Karbanos. The Rambam defines it otherwise. We already saw how did the Rambam define the goal of blowing Chatzotos. You saw it, no? Go back. Out of page 2. That Torah defines it. We'll see how the Rambam put that together. But what word does the Rambam use? What words does the Rambam use? It says, Oko, the Fnei Hashem. The Ramban, second source of the bottom of page 6,
very famous Hasag of the Rambam Shorosh Gimel, he claims, based on the counting of Yavhag, the Yud Gimel Mitos, anything more than the Yud Gimel Mitos as a mitzvah, he claims that Tfilo on a Tanis has a Yisod Midoraisa. I think this is very similar to another statement from the Ramban who said for mitzvahs. Anyone? Ramban disagrees with Ramban who counts Tfilo every day as a mitzvah. First he says it's only a Monday. If it's Doraisa, so it's based in sorrow. That links up very nicely with this Ramban here. Anyway, getting back to the Rambam for a second, let's go back to the Rambam's words in the bottom of page 2. We saw the Rambam in his introduction uses the word Zaoka, and Halacha Aleph, he defines it as Zaoka, and Halacha Beis and Gimel, he clarifies a little bit more, and he explains that Halacha Beis that the goal of blowing the Chatzotzim in the time of Tzara is to bring people to Tshuva. In fact, the Rambam goes even further. Halacha Gimel, he says that a person who doesn't blow Chatzotzim in the time of Tzara, and he goes, look, these kind of things happen, there's no reason to get excited. The argument of Dabra is that he made a whole new world of Tzara Zun Nikra Nikris. I raise it there, Hazorius, insensitivity. We go, Remes Lem Lizavik, Tim Haseim Aroi, Mitzos Matzara, Tzaros Hacheros. Hashem will keep making me worse until you pay attention. According to the Rambam, the common denominator with Karban is Zechira. The common denominator with Karban is Zechira. But at least by Ace Tzara, who is the hero we're talking about? We have to remember, we have to focus on what we're doing wrong. The Korban, I can't tell you. This links up very nicely with the sheet of the Rambam by?
Shofar.
Shofar. Torah uses the word Zizmor Chua Rosh Hashanah. Some people say it's Rashi. Rambam explains, very famous Rambam of Tshuva, Perkim Al Hadalin writes, Zichru Barachem, the reason we blow the shofar is to wake ourselves up, Uri Yishin, Yishin Aschem. I believe that the Rambam understood what Zichru and Rosh Hashanah was from what Zichru and Atainus is. And I believe that's how the Rambam would explain why the Torah doesn't say shofar and Rosh Hashanah, because even though you're supposed to blow the shofar, had it said shofar, you wouldn't realize that it's similar to the goal of Chatzotzos. Why do you blow the shofar if it's similar to the goal of Chatzotzos? Because Kol HaTkilos of the Chodesh HaShvi'i are shofar. So on the one hand, it's part of the blowing in the seventh month, so the goal is very different than Yom. Of course, the major question is, here shofar and Rosh Hashanah, relative similarity to Yovel. I think it's basically Yovel versus Chatzotzos. I think even those who hold we blow the shofar as a tefillah to Hashem, they also hold to learn from the Chatzotzos. They're not the Chatzotzos of the Chama, the Chatzotzos of Rabbanus. I think everyone believes the nature of blowing Chatzotzos is learned from shofar or shofar. They learn from Chatzotzos and not from Yom. And that's what everyone agrees with, where children are appear in the Torah. And I think this is the backdrop. I can't explain the chicken and the egg, which came first in the Rambam. But this is the backdrop for the Rambam's understanding of Chazal adding Tanis to blowing Chatzotzos. The Rabbanan came along, they read the pasuk in the Torah, you blow the Chatzotzos at the time of Milchama Eis Tzara. Why? They understood they were blowing the Chatzotzos to inspire people to self-reflection and tshuva. And what will happen? We'll go to tshuva, we'll blow the Chatzotzos, be like Elul, we'll blow the Chatzotzos, continue with their day. How do we make sure that it's a day when people stop and reflect? How do you get them to stop? You make them fast. You add tefillos. It's a day when people are going to be focusing on what the goal is. That is a very natural, understandable expansion of Chatzotzos. So I began by saying that we were going to begin speaking about how to understand Tanias that are based on things happening in the present. That's what we've done. So the Rambam's understanding, and I'm not aware of any other broader understanding like this. It's not like I'm aware of the Rambam Shita. It happens to be the one more that presents the Shita about this, is that they're an expansion of Chatzotzos with the goal of bringing people to Tshuva. Now, we're going to talk about the second question. And once we answer the second question, we can talk about the relationship. And in fact, we'll talk about the second question by speaking about the relationship. Tanios that are based on things that happened in the past. The last Mishnah Maseches Tanis. Turning over now to page 7. The last Mishnah Maseches Tanis, Merakal, Mishnah above. Talks about the five things that happen Shabbat Metalos, the five things that happen on Tisha B'Av, mentions these additional times. The source, of course, Sefer Zechariah, beginning of Bayesheni. Yohanan asks, should we continue fasting on the Tanios. They asked, by the way, particularly about which Tanios, Perek Zayin, Pasuk Gimel. Sorry? Tisha B'Av. The Chodesh HaChamishim. Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, Tammuz. Well, interesting that they asked particularly about Tisha B'Av. Let's see if we can try to understand that. Hashem begins a lengthy answer, Perek Zayin, Alecha Dalet, that Pasuk Dalet, excuse me. Hashem says to the Navi, tell the people, tell the Kohanim, you asked about fasting in the fifth month and the seventh month. What time is the seventh month that they're talking about? What does Chazal learn from the fact that Tzom Gedalia is put together with Yom Kippur, with the Tisha B'Av? You know what they learn? Hashas, Mises, Tzadik, his famous special location, put together. Here's a lengthy tshuva about how one day things will be good, Odiyesh Vizkenim Vizkenos, one day there'll be Yom Tovim. Great. That's the sense. Is the goal of these Taniyot similar to the goal of the first one, or not? The Rambam puts it all together. Top of page 8, Rambam begins after 4 parakim of speaking about the tiny of faith, something's happening in the present. He talks about the days we fast because of things that happened in the past, and why did we fast? Kidei le'orer ha'levavot ve'leftoach darkei tshuva. Should remind you of his words in Perek Aleph. V'yeze zikaron le'maaseinu ha'ro'im u'maasei avoteinu she'yakim ma'aseinu ha'ro'im. Rambam says that these tiny are also basis on a Mishnah for the Lazar on the Drasha. Sam Sofer gives a number of very important points regarding the Rambam. He says, number one, the reason the Rambam felt it had to be an expansion of the Taniyot, similar to the Taniyot based on the present, because otherwise, where did the Rabbani get off instituting this concept? Rabbani can't be Machalishtim. The only way they could have instituted this idea is if it was an expansion of a pre-existing concept. According to the Rambam, it begins with the Hatzotros. The Rabbanan then added and expanded the day into a day of Tanit because of something happening in the present. Once they had that notion, when bad things happened in the past, they said, okay, just like we have a Tanit for something in the present, we're going to have a Tanit to bring people to Tshuva based on the day when something happened in the past. Now, Sam Sofer explains that this is why on a Tanit, so we say, Slichos and Jiduyim, not Kinos, because it's the goal just to be to do Tshuva. And the truth is, even though the Rambam talks about these Tanit of being similar, I think they're not exactly similar. Just similar. Let's compare the Rambam's words on the top of page 8 and the Rambam's words on the bottom of page 2. Parakeh or Parakal? Parakal, Balakabai, the Rambam says, V'davar zeh mitarkei hatshuvahu. If it's not just that we'll serve, it's equal that we are you. Yeidu ha'kol shebeglav ma'aseh ma'aroi hurolem. Zehu sheyugom lehem ma'aseh ma'aroi hurolem. Does the Rambam use the same phrase? Darke Chuba, Paragel Hal. What phrase does the Rambam use? Not Dover Zemi Darke Chuba, but Kede Laur Halavavos, and it underlines, it doesn't count. The Liftoff Darke Chuba. It's Liftoff Darke Chuba. You might ask me what's the difference. The reason there's a difference is because a time is because of something happening in the present. If you do Chuba 4, look back, you don't remember Paragel Hal, what it is? Yehidu ha'kol sheviglal ma'aseim ha'royim hura lehem. Rambam can't say that. He talks about things that are in the past, but it's not us, it's them. So why are we doing tshuva if it's them? Look how the Rambam meshes it together. Top page 8, second line. V'yezeh zikaro lema'aseinu ha'royim u'ma'asei avoseinu she'ayoki ma'aseinu ata ad shegaram lohem v'lonu otan atzaro. The goal is to see how problems that existed in the past continue to exist today and cause the same suffering. That's a major goal we have to do in a time. Now I'll bring you all the proof of this. Seder Ayom was different. Seder Ayom was different. What did they do on a tainus that was because of something in the present? Rambam writes, Perek Aleph, tainus, a couple sources of that here on page 8. They would take their Kodesh into the street and gather the whole people, and the Zikane would sit there and work in Manche Masay Anche Ayir. We don't do that all the time, it's because of the best. Go to the street, we start being Boydik Anche Ayir. Because it doesn't begin with us, it begins in the best. And the Kriyas HaTorah is different. What Kriyas HaTorah do we have on the time is based on the best? Rambam, Tzvila, 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 Tzvila,
on a tiny spot in the presence of a tiny spare of color. The color should be Torah. We read the Fukosai. Why? When something's happening in the present, we read the Tocha. When we talk about the time in the past, we read about the first and quintessential essential sin in the past. And what's that? Kenegon. We read about the Kapara. And we're trying to get Kapara. We're trying to be forgiven. So this is the Shita. Here, we have another Shita. This other Shita is the Tosfos Yontif. Tosfos Yontif, on page 8, asks the following question. He says, on a day that's meant to be a day of tefillah, Chazal instituted that we add a tefillah. Not just Shacharis, not just Mutar, not just Medivah, not just Maariv, but Ni'ilah. We don't do Ni'ilah. Then why is there no Ni'ilah on the times? Why is there no Ni'ilah? And why do we today not know Chazotros? When a Titus is in the present, you know Chazotros. I remember, I was once at the Kotel, not far away. On the day when there was a tightness for a lack of rain, everyone's standing there. And some guy with long payas and the whole get-up takes out this long silver trumpet. I was looking around back to this. I mean, I don't know if he's right or not, but he's doing what he's supposed to do for the tightness. He's looking at the culture. The problem is we grow up with our perception of what religion is. We don't always know what religion is, right? We know what our perception is. But nobody has a custom on a tinus for the past of all the torches. That was a tinus for lack of rain in the present. The Tosfos Yontif says, Nirish is for us, so the Ila Nitkin of a whole Tadios Shehu Fu Tzvila. The Ila is instituted on days that are about to be, that's a tinus that the Rambam said for the present. Avodalit Somos, he mentions four, Avodalit Somos Lo Hukfu Elo Li Ovel. And therefore, low tikkun. Not much. How about this? It's the morning. The Iker is not tefillah. Maybe he's building off the Gemara and he'll have it out, which explains like in a year like this, where Tisha B'Av can't be observed on the day when it falls. When Shabbos, usually we move things forward. Tisha B'Av, we move later. Do me a prayer, listen to him. One major problem, because everyone understands the difference between the problems. One major problem with those two other approach. Major problem. He's suggesting it according to the Rambam. If you look at the beginning of his piece, he mentions that the Rambam writes it, that the tiniest when you have the Ilo, like Tzom Kippur and the tiniest Sibur, and the tiniest when you don't have the Ilo, like Tisha B'Av and you're dying for Thomas. I hear the Rambam. You saw the Rambam held that these tiniest are also for Tshuva. Before getting to this, to answer that kasha, I want to talk about the nafkamina between the two approaches. And it's not just the nafkamina to have a nafkamina. It's a major nafkamina. The most important question about topics. And that is the question that so I asked. It's a Zachariah. That is, when will the Taniyot stop being a topic? Which is really a much bigger question than that. The question behind the question is, what's the root of the topics? Why are we asking? If you understand the root, then you understand the scope, and when they stop being tanios. So there's Gemara Rosh Hashanah, top of page 9. After cutting out, just this question, because it's so much stupid to go out to inform people about when Rosh Chodesh was. Gemara quotes the Fasim and asks, when will it be in Tzom, and when will it be Sasa and Simcha? Gemara begins, quotes what kind of our business, the name of Shimon Tzino, Zman Shiyesh Shalom. He will sell his cup. Aim shalom. It'll be its own. Let's get a term now. Over a papa. Let's ask ourselves what he's adding. Achikam. Zman shi shalom. You will sell his cup. Ye shmad. So. Aim shmad. Ye aim shalom. Ratu misani. Ratu aim misani. What does our papa add? Meaning, Rav Shimon Chassidus that spoke about Shalom versus Angel. He gives you a term, Shalom versus Shema. He also adds the middle situation of Rav Shimon. And the question was this one. So I think after the addition of Papa would push you towards saying, what would you think based on the addition of Papa? If the opposite of Shalom is Shema, Well, what's shalom? Lack of shema. Okay, just to give you a little more clarification. I agree, but say what you think it would be. But we said peace. Living in peace. And the truth is, you go back to the Pesukim in Zechariah. Again, we're all darshan in the Pesukim in Zechariah, page 7. There's a lot of talk there about peace. Look, for example, Perek Zayin. Pesuk Zayin. Lo es atvar Hashem para Hashem b'yad nevim harishon b'yos b'ushayim yoshevet u'shleva b'yorel s'kibotea b'an neged v'ashmela yoshev. Later paratesh, the very famous Pesukim Dalet Neged. Rabar Hashem s'poko. And talking about a vision of peace. Rashi definitely mentions this, continuing on page 9. Rashi mentions Sheyesh Shalom, Shein Yad Avayim Tkefo. Rambam, I think, also helped us with this. The Rambam, at this time, is Perakei Alachi Yutas, talks about how the Tzomos will be Batel, Yemosha Mashiach, will become Yimei Sasa Mashiach. What's the most Mashiach of the Rambam? The true pair of Tessel of the days. Rambam says, Ain Bain, Bola Mazel, the most Mashiach, the Tessel of Shmuel, El Shiva Mel, Yos Bilba. The Rashba also mentions in a similar way, Shalom is when the Jews are living in Israel. Also mentioned in the Pesukim, Shmuel's King, Shmuel, Shrei, Yushalai, etc. But Rabbeinu Hananel, and Spanish Rishon, most of them, they mention a different factor as what Shalom means. You know, how second part, page 9, Manchi is Shalom. Lovar. All man should be the Mikdash Kayam. Yeah, this is all this is not. Interestingly, the Rifa mentions both. Rashi, in the back second, third page 9, also mentions both. I believe that's doing the whole flow of the Sugya there. I assume none of you are in the Sugya as well. But what would the Nafkamina be between these two criteria? One without the other. So tell me, what would the Nafkamina be if you had Eretz is peace without the Mikdash, or the Mikdash without peace. When did they have the Mikdash without peace? Most of Vayishev. Did they fast in Vayishev? I mean, that was what they were asking about. Now we understand. Oh, what did they do? The Rambam writes in Yerushalayim Shnai, it's not the page there. The Rambam writes in the time of Vayishev, he was up to people. I mean, he wasn't real to any times. But they still fasted. Those were one. Meaning it wasn't full shalom, right? Which makes sense to Shiva. We hear something the Rambam says here that when will they stop being tiny as the most Mashiach, will there be peace? Vayishev, there wasn't full peace, so they weren't fully yom. Vajvitz, though, writes that it's Pashut that they didn't fast during Vayishev. Why? He explains the end of his Tshuva. Because Sassan and Simchas connect both Manchu Yah by its Baru. How is this question and after me and hopefully discuss? How is the Rambam the Shitasa? If you understand that the whole reason we have the Taniyos is to get us to do Tshuva in response to suffering, so when would we realize that we don't have to have Taniyos to do Tshuva anymore? When there'll be no more suffering? That's Shitasa Rambam. If you understand that the purpose of the Taniyos is to mourn for the loss of when would the time even stop? So Pasha, you don't need to know that. I want to conclude now by talking about how these two things relate to each other. I assume some of you may have heard of the concept of risk or never. Or in a positive way, or in a negative way, it's confused, you don't know what to think about it. I don't know, you know, the right form of discussion. I mentioned in the beginning, I like, wanted to do a question and answer session. Better than Jew. In any case, I'll just mention briefly that most of the yeshiva world learns in some format of the brisket narrative, even if they claim that they don't. How people identify themselves is something else. The finish of the brisket narrative was that the focus of learning should be getting to ideas and not just answering questions. And most, I say most, I don't mean 50%, I mean most. The goal of learning is to define things and get to an understanding. Shiva, if any yeshiva would get up and ask 12 questions and say, you know, you change the gears or a lot of and answer all the questions, people wouldn't understand why you're just doing shiva. And that's what they call a mahailach. The Maharsha would not have understood what the word mahailach meant. The Christian era provided identifying
the idea behind things, we know a lot about that. And very often it's by contrasting different ideas with each other. Shneidim, Shneishim. There are many problems with this event. The biggest one is that it can create schizophrenics. Because you don't know the answer to anything. If I ask you, what does this mean? It could mean this. It's a better risk you want to horse schizophrenic. Most people have two options. You have 2 times 10 options. This new one, that new one. Okay, but this means you don't know anything Judaism means. You only know that there are a lot of options. And if that's the way you look at life, you're leading a lot of very bad directions. I believe the purpose of the Rosh Hashanah is to get to the components behind halacha, all of which are true, but the important part that's left off because the first Rosh didn't do it, I can explain why, but they didn't, since Rosh Hashanah tradition, so they did, we don't. The most important part is left off, which is seeing how the ideas come together. And let me give you an example here, showing you how this happens. We have two understandings of how, what taniyot in the past can be about. The first is, they can be like taniyot in the present, through the true. Second is, avilas. There are two ways of integrating ideas. One is to say they're both right in different circumstances. The second is to say they're both right together. Let's talk about different circumstances. When we think of a tinus, it's definitely not about avedus. Like in Rabban. Tinus Esther is definitely a tinus that's about tshuva, etc. Maybe that's why the Tosfos Yom Tov, when he talked about the tinus, spoke about four. On the other hand, there's a tinus that definitely has components of avedus to it. And what's that?
We just thought it was extreme, right?
In fact, this might be the explanation of the continuation of the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, after stage 9 again, regarding Tishah. Remember, Rav Papa said, category, Shalom, Shema, and the in-between category. So he asks, if so, Tishah B'av Nami should depend, you know, Ratzim Misayim, Amar Rav Papa Shani, Tishah B'av, Ho, Baruch, Kulu, Bav, Saras. Tishah B'av, 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 those tests, Shiva's Batan is also hooked in the book service. Exact number, 5. Those gives 2 answers. Second answer is, but this book is the same tsar happened twice. On the same day. Is it in Machlok, it's Babi Yushami, whether the siege of Yushalayim and both of the victims are the same day? Because the answer would depend on that. The first answer of those is very interesting. First answer, Korban Abayit, Kifa Tzve. It's tougher. Now, anytime you use a word like tougher, better, more caution, the question is always quantitative or qualitative. You could say quantitative, but you could also say qualitative. The destruction of the Mikdash generates idols. And of course, those are the halachos of Tisha B'Av that are beyond any of the other planning. And of course, the uniqueness of Tisha B'Av, especially if it's qualitative, will explain to us right away why the Kohanim and Vayishemi asked particularly about Tishba. Especially according to the Tashba. The other Tanis, they were stopping, right? The other Tanis were Tzoras, now we were rebuilding. Now we're here, we're back in Eretz Yisrael, Shemir al Muslim. Tishba, though, is the Chorban of the Mikdash. We don't have it yet. We're starting to build it. So this is an example of Eilu Ve'ilu where they exist in different scenarios. Of course, the greatest form of integration is where they exist together. And I believe that both the Rambam and the Tosfos Yom Tov really believe that these two components exist together. I wanted to identify them as separate entities because it helps sharpen them. But I believe that both sides recognize each other. The Tosfos Yom Tov definitely has to recognize the Rambam because he's explaining the Rambam. But I think within the Rambam himself too. There's one major word, a word that was central to the Rambam's theory in Perek Aleph that he leaves out of Perek Hay. Totally. And what's that word?
Zahar.
There's no Patotos. There's no Zahako. There's no Tefillah. There's Tefillah, but it's not a Yom Tefillah, and that's why there's no Ne'ilah. The commonality is Yom Tshuva, but not Yom Zahako, Tefillah, Patotos. The goal is similar, but the means are different. And what are the means? On Taniyot that are about to pass, if it's not Zahakot. Rambam's comparison is as far as the goal is concerned to bring one to tshuva. The tshuva on a tannis for something in the present is supposed to be generated by the suffering we're experiencing that we're responding to with za'aka in the form of hatzotzos and tefillah. But something about the past, that's not what it's about. It's about mourning for what we've lost. Talmudic is a beautiful piece. It's talking about avelus in general. It talks about the different stages of avelus for mace. The first stage is just feeling the loss. The second stage, he says, is the chavayat ha-tshuva, the experience of tshuva. Leiv davai harengu leiv nishbar v'yirgeh. A mourning heart is a broken, denigrated heart. The leiv nishbar v'yirgeh harengu kibuvan leiv ritzui u'pius. A broken heart is a heart that's ready to come together, come back to itself. Avelut ne'ora, enlightened mourning, kolelet hargashat shma, must include a sense of guilt. And of course, the Tosfos Yom Tov, he never said that these taniyot are not days of tshuva. He just said they're not days that you could mean with the tefillah. The goal is to be tshuva. And I think the explanation is that tefillah, or instituting a day of tefillah, is only really shayach, or a present day, sorry. Things in the past can't be a tefillah, because we're not experiencing it. The ikar is avelus, and that should generate the goal of tshuva. I think if this is true for taniyot as a whole, it's even more true, particularly for the taniyot of Shivas and Kamel and Tishba, that frame the context of Bein HaMitzarim. We have the halachos of mourning. Even more so, this needs to be pronounced. I think learning about the sugya is most important in this period of the 3 weeks, which is why I chose it, to understand not only what the taniyot are meant to be about, but what the period is meant to be about. To channel the sense of loss into a bigger picture of tshuva. That's the way to be tshuva. I think, you know, it's a big challenge when you're in camp. Because the whole goal of camp is mutually exclusive with the whole goal of time out of the 3 weeks. Because the goal of the 3 weeks is not to not do laundry. It's not shiush. The goal of the 3 weeks is to be sad. The goal of camp is to be happy. Now, you may have a solution to suggest of how to create that balance, but there's no resolution. Because it's a steering in the airway. People really don't know what to do. Like, we have 3-on-3 tournaments. Do I celebrate when I win? 9 days. It used to be a minute in the polo that had volleyball tournaments in 9 days. Do you have it?
Yes.
When you win, can you celebrate? Is it a mitzvah to lose? Is it a mitzvah to lose? Because it's the 9 days. Steering in the airway, just know that very much. It means the goal is coming, and hopefully the day will end soon, and we'll finally internalize. The truth is, there's a lot to say about how to internalize the Zechira of Yerushalayim. Maybe if I come back to Yerushalayim, you know, should let Elio Abbey know whatever, Elihu Abbey know whatever shiur you want, you know. I always ask, what do people want? Len and I were talking about the nature of Tanis and Tisha B'Av, about you know, how to remember Yerushalayim. Most of what people want, I'm happy to do whatever I want. Since we have 3 minutes at cake, it's 11:30.
Yeah.
If I stop, I'll just be biblical for the next 8 minutes, right?
Right.
And that would be a terrible thing in this book, in this room. We were like, go and shtella, that this should be biblical. That this should be biblical. This should be biblical. I still remember, I was in MTA at a time when we had to call it ninth grade. Tough times. My favorite story. Tom is now also a rough name in the South Benosh. So if I told him, if you did something wrong, he would either tell you to go call your parents or to go speak to Rabbi. Go speak to Rabbi. So sometimes when he would run you out and tell you to call your parents, he would give you a quarter. My parents were like, there were no cell phones. Quarter phone. One time, South Bend, I got kicked out. He comes back about 5 minutes later. Rebbe, it's 40 cents out of Brooklyn. Because the Lord keeps it right. So Cohen started pulling loose change out of his pocket, throwing it at South Bend. He was not happy. We haven't spoken about how I don't want to let the 8 minutes of my college just pop. But the tool is Zoe Kiyuma. I want to share with you a thought that I think is central thought of this week's parsha. Central thought of Avodah Hashem. Frankly, we need a good 45 minutes to talk about it, but can't get there to everything I think it's at least the Yisrael Yadvar can find it. Parsha begins with the story of Negev Ben Reuben, who asked to stay on the eastern side of the Jordan River and not go over there. Moshe initially said, everyone else is going to fight, you're not going to fight. Okay. And then they said, no, we'll build things here, and then we'll go over, and we'll find them, and we'll go back. Fine. You read the story there, it sounds like in the end it's okay. Chazal points out that the end of the story is not okay. It ended very bad. It ended very bad. Because Reuven and Gad, Ishvatim, became lost forever to the Jewish people. Not only were they part of the Ten Shvatim, never came back, they were first to go to God. And by the way, there's a lesson in the lesson here, which is, just because it's mutter doesn't mean it's a good idea. We have a hard time with it. The girls from over in high school, you know, they have a hard time with staying Jewish in the whole, in general. So basically, you just, you know, okay, we'll keep it closer, but it's mutter, don't bother me. And that's, of course, the frustration of the Geshe's of Fast Torah, right? The Torah says, go out to war, in time of war, you can't resist the Yitzhara, so it's not as it for you. And then the Torah says, but you should know, you'll hate your wife, you'll hate your kids, and you'll love them. Aren't they? It's mutter. The answer is, not everything that's mutter is right. Not everything that's mutter is a Rosh Hashem. Not everything that's mutter is going to help you live your life correctly and raise your children for you. You know, the Minister of Education in the Soviet Union, before in Russia, once asked from Chaim Volozhin, when do Jews start educating their children? What age? Chaim Volozhin answered 20 years before they were born. And realize that everything you do today, you're already raising your children. Because the way you raise children is not that what you tell them is what you are. It's not how you act, but who you are. What's inside? Medrash explains that the reason they suffer this way, because they put their money before their relationship with the rest of the class. It doesn't say it's a throw, it says their relationship with the rest of the class. Oh, that's the famous Musavart. You know, you have to have the right priorities, and money is what people think it is, what happened to them. But it's not so simple. It's not so simple. I'm looking for a Chumash with the Darash and Zahi and Darash and Zahi and Darash and Zahi. I believe that if you read it so carefully, you see that B'nai God of B'nai Reuven genuinely thought that they were trying to realize the Ratzon Hashem and not trying to further their own possessions. How do I know? Let's read what they said. They come to Moshe. They mention the names of all the places. They said, Taros, Vitivon, Vyazer, Vinimrah, Vecheshbon, Velalei, Vesvam, Vunivo, Vahom, all these places. Ha'aretz Asher, Hikah, Hashem, Lifnei Adas Yisrael, Eretz Miknehi, Velavadecha Mikneh. Notice, by the way, that they never told Moshe what they wanted. The Parsha's Tumah. Only when Moshe doesn't respond do they then start again and say, can we stay here? Why did they mention Ha'aretz Asher, Hikah, Hashem, Lifnei Adas Yisrael? I believe, and I don't think there's any reason to pan on the Chachova, that they were coming along and saying, Hashem conquered this land for us. What does he want from it? What's the Ratzon Hashem? Are we supposed to do that? Okay. Well, let's look at what the land is good for. Aretz Yerikah Hashem with Ne'adai Yisrael. Eretz Miknei. It's grace land. V'lava Decha Miknei. And we have sheep. They're expecting Moshe to say, oh my God, you stay here! Not because of our possessions. Why is your passion? And there's no reason to think they were being cynical. One of the biggest fears you can tell me to have is become sincere, you want to serve Hashem correctly, you want to do your best. But I don't know what the best thing is. And I'm going to try hard, and I'm going to be wrong, and I'm going to go to hell.
But worse than that, I'm going to live my life and what's going to happen? And here I'm trying so hard. But we still boys. So this parasha doesn't expect you to be right. He expects you to be sincere and do your best. You do your best to make the right decision. That's what that means. But there's no way Hashem can expect you to be right. You're a human being. But look what happened here. They tried. And they got lost to the Jewish people forever. I think the answer is very, very important. Very, very simple. A deeper message than just a simple message of not putting your possessions first. The subject of this parak is L'chora b'nei Godim b'nei Reuven. And that would have meant that the Torah should have begun the parasha this way. B'l'vnei Reuven, u'l'vnei God, hayu mikne Rav. That's not how it begins. How does it begin? U'miknerav hoya l'vnei Reuven u'l'vnei God. It's a strange way of starting the story. There was a lot of sheep for the Reuven and God. Why does the pasuk begin by talking about the sheep? Because they are such. How a person perceives reality. How a person perceives the Ratzon Hashem. I am sure that if you guys would have seen this area of land, you would not have thought that it was great land. Because you don't have crop, you should not have sheep. You don't have flock. They saw it as wasteland because all day they walked around thinking about sheep. If all you think about is money, you'll think even Hashem wants you to do X, Y, and Z. It's the Ratzon Hashem. It's not enough to want the right things. A person has to focus. Create a mindset that focuses on the right place. Then, you receive things right. This is a very big thing, a very long thing to explain. And I don't mean to leave people hanging in the Yisra of Al-Tosif unless someone else gets two pieces of cake before you do. You finish everything. I'm happy to talk about it another time. Let it leave with everyone and she or this, Muslim, Ashraf, Gemara, Professor Nance, I'm always happy to come to my son. See you as well. And then we should have a good time.